Archer and the unlikeliest of huge welcomes to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Let's start in an upbeat way, shall we? Alabama Bound was written in 1924 and popularised by Al Johnson. Over-popularised, I'd say. And with Jolson's blacked-up face and corny gestures, it now seems horribly dated. But it still is, away from Al Johnson, that is, and here's a quote, a bright march-type ditty of southern flavour, unquote. And it's rarely covered these days. The last version I can remember was that of Lonnie Donegan. Here in LA, Jan 56, it featured on an Imperial LP led by altoist Sonny Criss, with Barney Kessel guitar, Kenny Drew piano, Bill Woodson bass and Chuck Thompson drums. The LP was called Jazz USA. Next one is interesting. Trumpeter Kenny Dorham only sang very occasionally. Let's hear why.
I know he'll never be forgotten. He was a king uncrowned. I know I'll always remember the warmth of his sound. Lingers so long, I'm sure he's still around. For those who heard, they repeat him yet. So those who hear forget the sound of each phrase echoes a time uncountable by days. The things he played are with us now, and they'll endure should time allow. Oh yes, I remember Clifford. I seem to always feel him near somehow. Every day I hear his lovely tongue. In every trumpet sound that has a beauty all its own. So how can we say someone so real has really gone away? I hear him now and always will. Believe me, I'll remember Clifford Brownie still.
Yes, Benny Goldson's seminal I Remember Clifford, with lyrics added by John Hendricks. The liner notes describe trumpeter Kenny Dorham's vocal style as highly individual. Kenny had been trying to make a vocal record for many years, and in July 58, Riverside Records let him loose. To my knowledge, and I am an avid collector of his music, he was never recorded singing again, ever. But there's no doubting his sincerity in holding Clifford Brown in such high esteem. But indeed, Cedar Walton, piano, Sam Jones, bass, G.T. Hogan, drums. The LP is called This Is The Moment. I've been a bit harsh on Kenny there, as he's certainly a better singer than me. So we'll balance the books by hearing him on trumpet right now, and in a very different setting.
Thank you.
was recorded some 3 years earlier than his vocal album. His second ever as a leader, Afro-Cuban, recorded March 55 by Rudy Van Gelder for Blue Note Records. And this is a fabulous lineup. Just listen to this. Kenny Dorham, trumpet, and only trumpet. J.J. Johnson, trombone. Hank Mobley, tenor. Cecil Payne, baritone. Horace Silver, piano. Oscar Pettiford, bass. Art Blakey, drums. And Carlos Potato Valdez, congas. And we heard a Kenny Dorham original, Lotus Flower. And Kenny was the main soloist. Let's stay in the 50s for one more. The Kenny Drew Trio. Kenny Drew piano, Curly Russell bass, and Art Blakey again on drums. It was Kenny Drew's first LP as a leader. In fact, the LP had two titles to further confirm that it was Kenny's debut. New Faces, New Sounds, and Introducing the Kenny Drew Trio. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in April 53. We heard Kenny's own compo, Gloria. Kenny never looked back after this LP, making more than 40 albums as a leader, including some brilliant ones as a co-leader with Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. We'd better leave the 50s now. Thank you. This is a group calling themselves the New York Jazz Quartet in Chicago. I'd put pianist Roland Hanna, Sir Roland, as their nominal leader. Recorded July 81 in, yes, Chicago. Frank Wes on tenor here, flute elsewhere. Wes, a great long-term Basieite, seems to have been almost omnipresent on our show these last couple of weeks. George Mraz is on bass, Ben Riley drums. That was a Thad Jones song, Ain't Nothing New. Roland Hanna had previously been in the much-celebrated Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band, and had been obviously influenced by the wonderful Thad Jones, his songwriting as well as his trumpet playing. Let's have a short vocal.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. Now here you are with the dawn. I wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you, no. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues streak through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. I might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache.
Good Morning Heartache was recorded for an LP in various sessions May, June and July 88. The two co-leaders are singer Nancy Harrow and vowel trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, which is an intriguing starting point. Brookmeyer also adds synthesizers, which were then overdubbed. Add in Steve LaSpina bass and Richie DeRosa drums, and that's it. And it's on a Sonnet album called Street of Dreams. Great ensemble playing coming up. Thank you. that's from a Feb 1960 recording for VJ Records. The leader is the trumpeter Booker Little Jr., another astonishingly talented muser who died at the tragically young age of 23 of blood poisoning, 18 months after this recording. You could argue at that young age he was still developing his own unique style. He'd already played with Coltrane, Dolphy, Johnny Griffin, Phineas Newborn, Max Roach, Mal Waldron. This LP was initially released under altoist Frank Strozier's name as Fantastic Frank Strozier. I've got that song on a CD reissue that combines two of Booker Little's recording sessions, the other being 18 months later. I might play you something from that session this week, as it's in such a different style. No promises, though. Back to this song. It's WK Blues, written by the pianist in this group, the terrific Wynton Kelly. So that's Little, Strozier and Kelly. That just leaves Paul Chambers bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. Let's squeeze in a bit of nonsense before the Duke.
Say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, and you want your man to come through, give him the ooh-la-la. When your car is asked to stop by a handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh-la-la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. The ooh la la. The ooh la la. You'd better be like Tallulah. Don't be a fooler. Give him the ooh la la.
And that's the title song of a New York September 57 recording for Verve Records. Give him the ooh-la-la. That's a Cole Porter song from 39, by the way. Blossom Dearie, as I'm sure you already know, was the singer. Her perfect enunciation and little girl voice works so well on that song. Blossom was also on piano. So who else? Well, how about Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass and Joe Jones drums. Another, by the way. Blossom Dearie's real name is Blossom Dearie. She was part Scottish, part Norwegian, born in East Durham, upstate New York, and spent much of her time in Paris, where they know a thing or two about ooh la la. Here's Ellington. loved that. Another song from the so-called private collection, a stockpile of songs that Duke Ellington recorded at his own expense. It's full of gems, including the one we've just heard, Love Scene, also known sometimes as Making That Scene, recorded in New York, April 65, with terrific solos by the old Dependables, Ray Nance trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, from Volume 8 of the private collection. Last week I played you a song from Kate Williams' latest album, but, rather oddly, one that did not feature Kate herself. We'll make amends for that right now with this song, Big Shoes, from a 2016 CD of hers. Actually, it's the same lineup, the same group, has made her latest album, apart, of course, from that one song I chose last week. 4+3 is the name of the group. Four classical musos, that's John Garner and Marie Schreer, violins, Miguel Rodriguez, viola, Sergio Serra, cello, plus three jazzers, Kate Williams, piano, Ollie Hayhurst, bass, David Ingemels, drums. That was a Kate Williams compo, Big Shoes, recorded either July 2015 or Jan 2016. Next, a song from South Pacific, which was very popular once upon a time, but seldom heard these days for some reason. Back in my school days, some time ago I must admit, everyone who took up or attempted to take up the guitar wanted to play Bally High, but it seems to have dropped out of favour. From Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, of course. Here in April 61, it was on Ted Kersen's first LP as a leader, on the Old Town label and called Plenty of Horn. So it's Kersen trumpet, Eric Dolphy flute, Kenny Drew back again on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Danny Richmond drums. I wonder when we'll hear Bally High again. Let's try some R&B for a change. Rather poorly recorded, though.
Back to Louisiana. I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm going back to Louisiana. There's a place for me. I do love Louisiana. I do love Louisiana.
Listening to that makes me think maybe I could become a songwriter. Louisiana Boogie, written and sung by L.C. Williams in a similar style to Big Joe Turner. Recorded, I think, 48-49, backed, again I think, by Connie's Combo, under the leadership of Conrad Connie Johnson, who also played, if I'm correct, the alto solo there. Don't know any more than that, but that's all we need anyway. Sadly, L.C. died of TB when he'd just turned 30. No, not real jazz, but fun. This is the real thing, though. Well, we're back in Paris. It's April 54 and Benjamin Franklin Foster, Frank Foster to us, has been invited to record for the French record label Vogue with three local boys who played together. So it's Frank Foster tenor, Henri Renault piano and his bassist and drummer from his own quintet, Jean-Marie Ingrand bass and Jean-Louis Vial drums. Sadly, not enough time for that other Book a Little song, but promise I will play it next week, as we're going to close with Klaus Truheit, piano and leader. I hope that's how you pronounce it. T-R-E-U-H-E-I-T. Christian Loschotter, bass, and Hans-Gunther Brodmann, drums. Recorded in Germany, of course. Herzogen Schanker in 86. Let's hear Sidran. That's Nardis backwards, by the way. Nardis is the name of the album, even though the song Nardis is not included here. As ever, really hope you've had fun. I've enjoyed your company, and I also hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.